brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, this again will be one of the most jam-packed transmissions we've ever engaged in, and one of the most important. They are openly announcing at the federal and state level, and we're going to go through some of the audio clips, they want to physically ban guns and make you turn them in. We told you that was coming months ago. That's always been their goal. But they're like, hey, you got a Second Amendment. You got a right to turn them into us. And hey, Obama can use existing statutory interpretations with his executive order. So you're wrong to freak out. That's what they're saying on CNN and MSNBC, that he's going to use executive orders to curtail your Second Amendment. And they're saying, we're just going to tell the gun manufacturers they can't manufacture these. That's our power under executive orders. And we're just going to tell gun shops what they can and can't do outside of law. We'll call it rulemaking. That's what they've already been trying the last 2 years. Now they're politically just going to try to ram it through. I also have another article here out of CBS News where they're announcing that they're getting together $20 million to begin with from rich megabanks and globalists. That guys, I am that to you, but it may not have come through because I didn't see it. It was a CBS News article that had Bill Clinton video in it about a national plan to raise money to pass laws at state level. The point is they're bringing a bunch of money to come after our guns. They're at the White House right now twisting the arm of the NRA president to go along with all this. This is serious. Very, 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 very serious. Now, Doug Hagman is coming up in 30 minutes, and I have not talked to him since I got back from New York. He has talked to his DHS source, who told him that indeed we were under surveillance. It was feds, not Bloomberg detectives. Well, they look like, because I've seen Bloomberg's, quote, detectives, like the mafia, around him multiple times in New York covering things. They look like New York detectives to me, but a lot of times they're under the feds. They all looked exactly like they were brothers or something. I mean, it was just absolute archetype, Goodfellas types, but you could tell they were cops, like something out of a movie. And they were in the hotel. They were following us, all this. But I was reading what Doug Hagman put out on his website. He's going to be joining us 30 minutes about it. And I didn't tell anybody what motel or hotel we were staying in. It was a little boutique hotel CNN put us in. I didn't tell anybody there was a Starbucks catty corner to it. I didn't tell Hagman this. I didn't tell listeners this. Nobody told anybody this. I hadn't gone through all the details. In his article, his federal source described it all, and that they were planning to cause a confrontation. That's what my gut told me. I was like, they want to cause a confrontation. Stay away from them. So I would literally just turn and walk the other direction, hail a cab, get out. I'd be walking back. More of them. I mean, they were definitely, and you'd see them. They'd be looking at a cell phone, looking around, and I mean, they weren't even good at it. They'd be talking in their sleeve and, I'm not looking at you, and then start following you. People were like, well, go confront them. And we did get one of them on video. We were coming out of CNN. Well, two more were coming, and I just said cab and got out of there because they planned to cause a confrontation. Got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. They'll be counting enough for counting when the dealing's done. And the money I'm looking for, the treasure I'm looking for, is liberty. That was another reason I was real angry when I got in there. I was under the weather. I hadn't had a lot of sleep, in a bad mood. And I think overall we did a good job getting in their face. I got sent a little text message. I ought to get him on the show about it. You know, Billy Corrigan, listener of the show, friend. He said, Alex, you broke people's hypnosis. Couldn't have done a better job. John Rapoport said the same thing. And people said, man, that was really calculated and good how you made that big scene. It was just, I was sick of it. And I was sick of them going, oh, yeah, having him sit out front. Yeah, look what he's wearing. And I'm like, oh, you're going to make me look really fat. I mean, it was just, they were a bunch of wolves. I wanted them to know I wasn't going to sit there and play nice with them. And so that's what happened. But it's just a huge broadcast today, totally jam-packed on so many fronts. We're going to launch officially the transmission on the other side of this quick break. It is Thursday, the 10th day of January, 2013. I'm gonna leave you.
Hello, I'm Alex. Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I was trained in firearms. I carried a concealed weapon. I made the determination that if somebody was going to try to take me out, I was going to take them with me. If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
I'm only a man just like you, but I am a soldier of the Republic. And I'm doing the best I can in trench warfare at point-blank range against these globalists for 17 years. And all I ask is that you stand beside me. All I ask is that you recognize that we're living in total tyranny. You read the headlines today, it sounds like 1984. I was walking by the bank of televisions we have in there in the newsroom, and I looked at the lower thirds. And it was police to take blood nationwide without warrants at checkpoints. And then I'd walk back by and it would be predator drones to be operated by the UN worldwide. And then I walked back by and it was drones to be armed in the U.S. And then I walked back by and it said, Alex Jones, you know, revolution coming. It's just totally bizarre how crazy things have gotten. And I got in here about an hour before showtime this morning, and they handed me a email from Doug Hagman of the Northeast Intelligence Network, who runs a nationwide famous private investigation outfit that's done work for the feds and state and local government. And he described how I was surveilled in New York and what happened where, things I haven't even talked about. Because, you know, even though I've mentioned being tailed and harassed, it's quite frankly kind of embarrassing that I ran. But I did it because my gut said, get out of here. They want to set you up. They can drop something on you. They can stab you, whatever. And it was clear that they were tracking us by our cell phones. Because whenever I'd come around a corner, they'd be looking at the phone and then look up and then walk into a wall and then start tailing us. They were following us, just like when your wife knows your number, she can track you exactly down to the foot of where you're at. You know, you're driving down a road trying to find something and your pen is blue, it's moving. Where you're going is the red pen down to feet. Those systems were designed and put into phones by the Telecommunications Act of 96. And not only could I tell they were what I've seen New York detectives look like, in videos where they're tailing Luke Radowski and harassing him, and when I'd been covering events and seen Bloomberg surrounded by them, I knew because I'd walk around a corner no matter where I went, and there'd be guys getting out of a car and then going like this, and they're looking at their phones, or I'd walk around a corner, there'd be guys looking at their phones and looking up, and then if you looked at them, they'd say, hey, hi, Alex, you know, big fan, and then, you know, give you a dirty look. And then you're walking in, they've got the guys there, you're walking out, you tell security, I don't want to go out this door. Bloomberg's people are out there. And the guy's like, you're going out this door. I go, but that's a mall entrance. It's right there. I can see out the door. And he goes, I'm not opening that for you. And you can see the glass out into the mall. And I said, I want to go over there. And he said, I'm not going to open that door. I said, fine, get your camera rolling. So we started to go out the other door and got one shot of a guy you see talking into his windbreaker. And then he turns as we walk out and he sees the camera and puts his face in the wall. People say, well, why not confront him? I look down the street and two more of them are coming up going, that's him. And I'm like, whoa, cops aren't this confident unless they're about to set something up. And I just said, please, God, let there be a taxi because taxis never stop. And I went like this and the taxi stopped. We got in and got out of there. And dude's reviewing the tape. I said, try to get some footage. I mean, and again, we get to the hotel. Now the street's blocked off. Little bitty boutique hotel they put us in. There's a Starbucks right there. And we went, got our bags, went and got a cab and said, go to New Jersey because that's where our flight was out of anyways. That's where the main direct flights out of Austin go to Newark. Went to a hotel, got out of there. And that happened. And then Doug Hagman, I haven't even told one-tenth the story, sends me an email saying, this is what my federal source said. This is what they did to you. Good thing you didn't go to the Starbucks across the street because that's where they were going to set you up with a woman who's going to come up and get in your face. And then they only use selective video of me saying, get back or whatever, to make me look like I'm attacking a woman. And they've tried that before, folks. I mean, this is right out of movies, which is based on the real story in JFK, where the district attorney, Garrison, goes in the bathroom at the airport, and the guy starts running in the stall trying to have sex with him, and then he runs out, and then the police are like, hey, stop, but by then he's already gone. And see, if you haven't lived this, ladies and gentlemen, you don't know. And you've seen the footage of us tailed, and then they go ahead and pull us over in Canada, and it's cops, or they arrest us, or, you know, Bilderberg Group security's talking in the, you know, to their lapels and following us. You know, getting in the car, speeding after us, Secret Service questioning us, Bohemian Grove. You know, I told you that I went with History Channel and that they got arrested and I jumped in the river and swam off. Then later, 6 months later, they air the piece. And sure enough, you know, there's the video of it. People are like, oh, well, where's your footage? I'm sorry, I jumped in the river. I mean, I wasn't going to jail with the police. I mean, this is the real life I live, okay? It's real. And I know for those of you that have not been on the front lines as a real journalist, I'm not trying to make it gonzo journalism where I'm the story. Believe me, I want nothing more than to not be here and to not have to do this. I want nothing more than to just live in a free country. You know how creepy it is to have multiple people, including an ambassador's daughter, on Piers Morgan two nights ago, talking about how great it would be to see me shot and killed and how I need to be popped. And you know, those security people in their little CIA-style FBI suits at CNN, I'm telling them, like, I want to go in, out the mall entrance because I'd seen that. And I go, I want to go out in the open mall. And they go, no, you're not, you're not, you're not. And I go, no, I want to go. And they go, okay, we'll go by there. And I go, okay, there it is. And they go, I'm not opening that door because I have to open it for you. And I went, I'm like, come on. And the guy just laughed. He goes, no, you're going out there. And he was really excited, like, you're going out there. And he walks out. And you see, you know, again, some guys turn this way. And this other guy walks in the wall, and I walk out, and more are coming. And then he was trying to stop me. We're starting to go to the cab. He goes, wait. And I go, what? And he goes, give me your badges. There were little paper badges that had to be set. I just threw it at him. But the point is, and then he's like looking as I drive off, like, ooh. I mean, it's just trash. They all want to play mafia. But you know what? I got there. I covered it. I got the information out. We're going to analyze and go through the little bit of footage we do have. Do put some of it out. The first night he was back, actually. But this is the type of stuff we deal with. And I have been so busy fighting the globalist since I got back. You'll have to bear with me that everybody's got these incredible chest colds right now. And I've had this one for weeks. I thought it was just allergy related, but I actually had a fever last night. So I'm not complaining. I just want you to know I am under the weather here. If you hear the wheezing and stuff on air or occasional coughing, it's just too important a time to not be here. John is with these chest colds where you've got to focus just not to go into a coughing fit on air. But Hagman's joining us coming up. I thought I would play first a clip just to remind you that after this happens, they come on the next night and talk about how they want to pop me, how great it would be to see Piers Morgan in a uniform killing me. Because that's their fantasy, the state, the power, the uniform. We're going to execute you like somebody in a ditch in Nazi Germany. Let's cue up. Buzz Bissinger says popping, and they agree, clip number three, and then we're going to go to a compilation of Rob Dew that he heard last night of Doug Hagman from the 27th saying they're getting ready to go after, even physically, pro-gun groups, and then tied into Conan O'Brien attacking me, putting a gun in my hand with a computer animation and all the rest of it. But here is Buzz Bissinger. Here it is.
Yeah, but what do you need a semi-automatic weapon for? The only reason I think you need it is, Pierce, challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
I'll borrow my brother's uniform.
I don't think guns are more
than
the
answer. I'll borrow my brother's. And then there's the part about, we hope his kids don't get killed one night. We hope his kids don't kill. Really, I hope they don't get killed. And on and on and on and on and on. And
I don't want Alex Jones to get the phone call at 3 o'clock in the morning that one of his children have been shot and killed by somebody who shouldn't have a handgun or a rifle or a automatic weapon. I don't want him to get that.
Oh, phone. Yeah. Thank you for talking about my kids in the same episode. I mean, a 5-year-old would understand exactly what all this is about. And then I get this, I mean, Doug Hagman definitely has the sources, he says, because the sources I have send me a Homeland Security document or a tip. But, I mean, Doug Hagman, I'm on the East Coast, I mean, he describes what happened here. I mean, sure, there are a lot of Starbucks in New York and things, but, I mean, you know, he described that, you know, that there was a Starbucks right by the hotel, and that's where they were planning to confront me. I mean, imagine, we show up and the streets are blocked around our little hotel, a little boutique hotel, and there's more guys out front, and I walk in, there's more guys inside. And these weren't guys in dark suits that were the bellman or the hotel security. They had eyes for you-know-who. And it just went on and on. I was like, wow, what are they planning? What were they planning? Well, he says he knows that all his DHS force knows they were going to get into a confrontation with me. And my gut was, don't let them get in a conversation with you. They're going to set you up somehow. Whether it was drugs or say that crackheads shot me, I don't know. But, man, they were so angry. And these guys were looking at me like they wanted to kill me. And, again, this is what they want to do to all of us. They hate the fact we've got guns, and they can't just go around arresting us all. You notice they're all saying gun owners are the new terrorists, conservatives, libertarians are the new terrorists. That's all the Homeland Security. And if gun owners cower to this, if we give in to this, it's over. This is a mafia takeover. That's what the New World Order is. It's an organized crime syndicate takeover. We've got all the clips where they're announcing, yeah, we're going to go after your guns. And no, the president can't take your guns with an executive order, CNN said this morning. They can use existing rulings with an executive order to take your guns. Just amazing spin.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Point this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We're back live. Alex Jones here. We're going to get into all the attacks, the talk of executive orders, Cuomo, getting all excited, saying, "We're going to get their guns. Yay!" Oh, I thought I wasn't supposed to get excited. I thought I wasn't supposed to get in their face. You know, we're told, sit down, shut up, be gentlemanly while we are basically gang raped financially and politically by the New World Order. Our forebears went to war over being disarmed. Imagine some of these ninnying mainline conservatives that are like, "Alex shouldn't have gotten in his face." Well, our country wouldn't even exist if people hadn't gotten in the redcoats' face. We've gotten here by laying down and becoming comfortable with basically anything. Let me tell you, have you noticed no other national TV has wanted me on, even though Piers Morgan's ratings doubled to a million from 500,000, his highest ratings ever the night after I was on. Next night, 800 and something thousand, it's already dropping. You think they'd all want me on? They were crying, they were panicked, they were hyperventilating because they want to keep you in an NPR trance. Smart guy, Billy Corrigan, sent me a text message. He said, right after it, he said, "You just broke the hypnosis, best I ever saw." I didn't even intend to do that. But that's what it did. It breaks the comfort zone. It gets us up. It gets us awake. They use the Lord of the Rings analogy, like when Wormer Grimewood has got the king of Gondar, or the king of Rohan, is in a trance, and he's like, "I'm old, I can't fight the evil." And Gandalf breaks the spell and says, "Arise!" And he goes, and then... the weakness leaves his eyes. We need to pray to God to break this spell the globalists have put over us. That's what it is. We need a pep rally for liberty. That's why they wanted to intimidate me and set me up, because they know they're finally going from "he doesn't exist" to "this guy has a giant audience, tens of millions. We've got to stop him. He's dangerous." Glenn Beck saying the same thing, because they all come from the same area wanting to act like there's separation between these groups. They're factions of the same sewage line. And here is a compilation of clips from Doug Hagman on with us, who's coming up in a minute, from the 27th. And then everything he talked about coming true with Conan O'Brien, 28th, putting a gun in my hand on the show like I was shooting him. I mean, this is the type of stuff that you say, "Oh, that's funny," but it's the image it sells. Here is Hagman talking about what was coming in the future. Here it is.
"My source told me pretty much exactly what their plans are and what their contingency plans are. They've got plan A, B, C, and D, whereas one of my sources calls that a no single point failure. So they're going to come at us on multiple levels. It's just not going to be the legislative level. It's going to be through executive orders, through global initiatives, through health initiatives. It's really an insidious situation."
"The president is going to act. There are executive orders, executive action that can be taken. We haven't decided what that is yet."
"And they're not only coming after the guns, Alex. They're coming after the mouthpieces. They're coming after the Alex Joneses of the world and Doug Hagmans and others who speak the truth."
"But tonight I'll go head to head with a man who actually wants to deport me for having these very views."
"They are going to marginalize us before they take us down. They're going to make us look foolish, to make us look like fools on the internet before they pull the plug, obviously."
Now, the two men debated gun control. I'm not 100% sure, but I think Alex was the one who took the pro-gun position.
"And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take off firearms. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand? Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns."
Holy No one's taking away all the guns.
"According to my source, the very first people to be rounded up, the very first targets, if you will, on the radar of this regime are the people that are speaking the truth about what's taking place. Alex Jones, Doug Hagman, others like us who are getting to the heart of the matter. We are the targets for not only the censorship, but for what's coming after that. What's coming after that is the actual the physical part of it to take us out of the fight before it really begins.
Challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him."
"I'd love to see that. In uniform."
There you go. And if you're a radio listener, we were putting articles up during that Fox News, YouTube gun enthusiast shooting death spurs hunt for suspect. He owned a gun-making factory, FPS Russian. He was the guy behind it all, tied down in a chair, shot in the back of the head. Some evidence is coming out, tortured, no guns or money taken. Another top manufacturer of firearms who was going public, exposing government drugging of the kids, being behind it. He is dead now. And it looks like some more deaths are developing. We're going to be breaking all this down, ladies and gentlemen. If this continues, it's not just a pattern. We know what's going on. We're going to talk to Doug Hagman straight ahead. He has a federal source that knew exactly what they were planning to do to me in New York.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Gentlemen, we are live and we are broadcasting worldwide, and we're going to go through some clips here. We've got Doug Hagman of the Northeast Intelligence Network on the line with us, and I got an email from him today, and it's up on his website right now. Kurt Nimmo is going to be posting it at InfoWars.com and getting it out to folks. And we're also going to give you his website so you can go look it up. For yourself, but it's HomelandSecurityUS.com. And that night when I went on Piers Morgan, the first two or three times somebody pops out of a doorway and says, hey, I'm a big fan, but you're just walking down a random street, and they look just like a undercover cop, and one time, you know, you see the gun on their side, you're like, okay. But then when you start seeing guys in your hotel looking at you like they want to kill you, and they're obviously off-duty police or detective types, and then when you notice you're being followed, or you notice they're out front CNN, and when you come out, they're out there. We even have some footage of one of these guys. It gets really crazy. And my gut was, and my dad never calls me, not when I snuck in Bohemian Grove, he knew I was about to do it, not when I'm at Bilderberg. My dad called me and said, you know what, I think you ought to, you know, watch your back and get out of New York as quick as you can. I said, well, it's funny, we're flying out of New Jersey in the morning. I'm going to go ahead and just go to another hotel there. I'm leaving now. So that went on. Then the next night, and I played this clip ad nauseum, we'll play it again coming up here in a few minutes. I am simply watching the next episode of Piers Morgan, and one guy says, man, gee, I hope his kids don't get killed some night. And I'm thinking, I hope that's not a veiled threat, but that was creepy the way they said that. And then they go to the next guest, and they go, yeah, you ought to get a gun and pop him, shoot him. And then the other guest goes, yeah, and you can wear a uniform. And Piers like, ooh, I'll get my brother's uniform. I guess he's in the military or something. And it's just all bizarre. And then these tweets, people say they want to kill me and all this stuff. The point is this really went on. I've been all over the place. You know, I've gone and bullhorned Buckingham Palace and the Parliament. I've gone and been there when there's mass arrests at the DNC in New York. I've gone and been covering the DNC in Denver, and guys run up and start screaming, kill Michelle Malkin, with video shooting from in front with a guy right behind me. I'm like, why is he behind me screaming, kill Michelle Malkin? Well, so they could put it out instantly on the wires. The news just went with it. It was a setup saying, I said killer. So I've learned about dirty tricks. And thank God we had our own footage later, put it out showing I wasn't saying that. It was guys behind me. By the grace of God, they tried to destroy me with that. It was like the headlines were, the end of Alex Jones, he says, kill woman. Now, we were in a boutique hotel CNN put us in. And I'm checking into this thing at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon Monday. And I'm looking around me. And, you know, I see, I mean, have you been to enough events and covering stuff? You know what detectives look like. And you know what they look like in New York City. And you know what they look like when they're undercover. They stick out like sore thumbs with windbreakers or sports jackets, and they're, you know, looking at you. You can tell they're accustomed to authority and doing whatever they want, especially in New York. And if you say something to them, they're like, hey, how you doing? I mean, it's ridiculous. And or you walk out the door and they see you as they're talking in their sleeve and then turn and then walk into a wall. I mean, yeah, absolutely. In fact, if you're a TV watcher, he's going to roll some of the video of one of the guys. As we leave CNN Center, I'm like, hey, start rolling. I see one of them. Dude turns the camera on instantly. And the guy talking into his sleeve, he then goes back. I don't know if dude got it, but he starts walking into the wall. As soon as he sees the camera, he turns and walks into the wall to get away from the camera. And then there are two more guys coming up, so I hail a taxi. You can even see it. See the taxi? That taxi's pulling up with the grace of God. I hail it and get in as more guys dress just like him. Imagine you're walking around town, and these guys come out of doorways and go, hey, Alex, how you doing? Obviously, always looking down at their cell phones. You say, well, some of them could have been listeners. Yeah, maybe one out of the seven or whatever. And then, and it's not on tape, but he turns. This dude starts going over to him for a second and walking into the wall. And I said, dude. I remember doing that. I said, dude, come on. And I'm like, taxi. And see, I'm looking back right there at two more guys coming up the street dressed just like him so they can all recognize each other. Okay? And then I look down the street and I see the taxi. I hail it. It stops. I get out of there. Unbelievable. And see, you see me right there looking back. And dude was going to confront him. And my instinct was, get out of here. You know, normally I'll confront. But I'm like, wait a minute. They're turf right outside. Why are they doing this? Boom. It happens. Okay. That said, Doug, I'm going to give you the floor to roll. I want you to go through the entire write-up that your source gave you, what this signifies, and I'm going to play some of the clips here. Okay? I want to play some of the clips here. But I'm going to give you the floor until we go to break in about 10 minutes. So, because if I ever start interrupting, I'll just interrupt. I want you to go through your story, because here's what happened. Sure, there are 100 Starbucks in New York or more. I was in a little boutique about 10 blocks away from there. No Starbucks around. Right on the corner. We come back. The road is blocked around the hotel suddenly. There's more of these guys out there. I see people looking at me out the Starbucks. And I said, this is a setup. And dude's like, yeah, let's get out of here. I don't know what they were planning. But your guy, from everything he said, now I know you're 100% for real. Because this is, there's stuff in here I didn't tell anybody. But because, quite frankly, it sounds crazy. But I knew I had to get out of there. So I shot the video before I left the hotel, picked my bags up, and left. So Northeast Intelligence Network, law enforcement, you know, certified, 30 years, private investigator, working with the feds, the state, you name it. Doug Hagman, you were here with us a week and a half ago on the 27th and 28th. You said they're going to start targeting us with dirty tricks, but also physically. Now there's been prominent deaths with the number one gun show in the world that was pro-Second Amendment, the guy that runs it, killed execution style, others being killed. What is happening, Doug Hagman? You have the floor.
All right, Alex. Well, thank you for having me. And I got to tell you, I was quite surprised. I did catch your performance, your appearance on Piers Morgan. I had no idea where you were staying. I had no idea what your itinerary was, who you were with, or whatever.
We have not talked until now.
Exactly.
I couldn't get a hold of you yesterday. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was away yesterday, and when I had I had contacted my DHS source, the individual who had given me the information I appeared on your show with last time. And he said, I want to tell you something that I found out. It's very disturbing. And if you could relay this to Mr. Jones and the gentleman that he was traveling with. Now, apparently you were traveling with another individual. I don't know. My information, direct information from you is zero. And in terms of, you know, the situation is kind of spotty anyway. I'm not exactly certain, other than what he told me. He said, look, here's the deal. He said, your itinerary, Alex, as soon as the wheels were down in New York, you were under surveillance, active surveillance by at least two federal agencies, one of the two being the Department of Homeland Security. Three-man teams of surveillance. Now, we don't know how many, or I was not told how many total agents were involved in this, but you were under active surveillance. But not only just covert surveillance, because that's normal surveillance. This was a bumper lock type surveillance. I wrote a textbook on surveillance that's used in for law enforcement training as well as college courses for Homeland Security. So I understand the different types of surveillance we're talking about, but bumper lock surveillance is where you make your presence known to the subject you're following. And the words from my source were this. The instructions to the teams were bumper lock him, make it obvious, do whatever you can, just make sure he knows, handle him as a hostile, which tells me that they wanted you to know that you were being followed, at least during part of the operation. Now, from what I sense and what I had deducted from my conversation with my source, there were a couple of different operations going on here. The first of all was the attempt to psychologically intimidate you. Now, from what I understand, and again, I don't know if you recorded it. I don't know what time, if it was live or whatever, but some of this happened before the surveillance happened, obviously before the interview as well as after the interview. But the bumper lock type of surveillance, the physical intimidation, was especially before the interview. And I suspect that would be to destabilize you, to get, kind of take you, keep you off guard. And that's what that was. But you had three-man teams, actually, three-man teams of operatives following you around. Now, the other part of this, the other side of this story, and this is something that didn't shock me, didn't really surprise me, but alerted me. And I alluded to this in our interview the last time we spoke, was you were going to be set up, Alex. That's the long and short of it. You were going to be set up. It's important that you are to know that there was a woman by a Starbucks. And again, I don't know the geo. I mean, I don't know where you were. I don't know if you passed a Starbucks or if you're in the vicinity of one. But apparently, you were to be accosted by or have some sort of physical altercation with a female in front of or near a Starbucks. Now, I know that they're prolific in New York City. I guess it wouldn't be a stretch, but nonetheless, if one was close to the studio or your hotel or whatever, I would imagine, or however if you pass by one. With the intent, Alex, to make you look, to embarrass you. In other words, this, and there was a video surveillance too. Let me just reinforce that. In addition to the obvious overt bumper lock surveillance, there was video surveillance. So the intent of this female was to accost you in a way that you would have to push her off or do something to get her away from you. That would then be on videotape or on disc, on security camera. covert surveillance taking or surveillance footage taken covertly, and then used against you to marginalize you, to show that you were a violent man, to show that you were that you're out of control, and the fact that it'd be a woman makes it even more hideous, and then that's what my source told me. That's with respect to your presence in New York City. That's also my understanding. And I don't know this for a fact, that this also was interstate, and also may have involved another state, New Jersey, where they crossed the state lines into New Jersey as well. But the fact of the matter is, the orders for surveillance came from the higher levels of DHS. This was a DHS sanctioned operation. This is not an NYPD thing. Now it's possible that the NYPD.
They just look like NYPD detectives I'd seen. They didn't look like feds. I mean, they look like scary guys.
Oh, I'm sure they did. And it's also possible, too, I did not get a lot of details. The contact I had with my source was pretty short, pretty narrow in terms of information, pretty abrupt. But that's the bottom line, that this was a DHS-headed operation involving at least one other federal agency. And, oh, by the way, there was coordination. I don't know, I'm not familiar with CNN or their security staff, but there was coordination there with building security as well.
Oh, no, the guy was laughing at me. I said, listen, I want to go out. I saw a mall entrance because it's, you know, built onto a giant mall. I said, I want to go out there. And they said, no, you're going out there, and really enjoyed shoving me out on the street with one guy that turned and walked into the wall looking right at us. Two more guys, by the grace of God, I got that cab. My instinct said, get in the cab, get out of here.
You did well. I mean, follow that little voice, you know, but you did well, because had you fallen into any one of these traps that they had set up for you, you certainly, things could have turned out dramatically different for you. And this is one thing, too, that the high-profile people, the gun owners, the people that speak out, the proponents of the Second Amendment, the proponents of the Constitution, we are in trouble. We are targets for this kind of thing. And people think, oh, this doesn't happen. No, it happens all the time. And not all the time. It happens more than you think. And it's sanctioned activity, because what better way can they take us out of the fight by marginalizing us, by push a woman, or you're caught doing something. They take the video and edit it so it looks a little bit different. And not what I have seen are clips from the late night show that you had shown where, you know, you had a gun in your hand.
Shooting people.
Wasn't there. Yeah, it's ridiculous. So you know the capabilities, obviously, of what they're capable of.
Why do you think the next night they came on and made cryptic statements about my children being killed at night, and then cryptic statements about how they all want to shoot me and kill me and how much fun it would be?
You know, Alex, I don't have any direct information on that, so what I would say would be speculation. But once again, there's a destabilization factor to keep you off focus, off target. And we see this happen to others a lot. When you're fixated on a target, the most vulnerable thing, the most vulnerable you can be is when they start talking about your wife, your children, your parents, if they're elderly. They do this, and they do it intentionally and maliciously with the intent to get you focused on something else and to even perhaps intimidate you into silence. This is not by accident. Those comments, for as many people, and you know, it's funny, because you could have someone in a studio, and I've seen this happen before in other situations. You could have somebody in a studio that they're told to say something about, oh, just go ahead and make a joke about, we know he's got kids, or make a joke, we know he's got a family. Go ahead and make a joke about the family, you know, if you can fit it in there. It's done by design, and it's done to intimidate.
No, that's exactly what they do. So why did your DHS source reach out to you on this? Because they were concerned?
Absolutely. My source is a God-fearing Christian man. He knows what's going on. He doesn't like it. He understands that there is a need for security for the United States, but there is not need for this this out-of-control, tyrannical, gun-grabbing police state that we are involved in.
What do you make of SPS Russian the head guy behind it being killed execution style, tied down in a chair, shot in the back of the head, nothing stolen from his factory.
I got to tell you, Alex, the first time I heard about it was yesterday, and in fact, when I heard part of your program, I got to tell you, I'm very concerned about this. I do think, as we talked earlier about the purge, I think that there is a purge taking place, and as some of the more high-profile people, they will set examples. They will take people out.
And they canceled three gun shows that were top shows on Discovery. Another top manufacturer died in a very mysteriously. I've got that article out of Military Times. I mean, this is starting to get a little crazy. If we see a couple more of these, we know it's like a Clinton death list type deal against gun owners. Because this is a globalist mafia we're dealing with, and if they can't get it legislatively, or if we won't go along with an executive order, I guess they think they're just going to start going after us.
And they think that they can get away with it. The hubris behind these people is something to be reckoned with and to be recognized. But that's also indicative of their weakness as well. We have to understand that these people are psychopaths. I mean, really, they're real psychopaths. The way they think, and people might think I'm crazy, but the Luciferian satanic agenda, that mindset, folks, that's real.
It is. Stay there. Investigative reporter and investigator.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
All they want us to do is keep on killing one another. There's another song. I saw Sheriff John Brown coming down the street with a gun in his hand. You know that song, I Shot the Sheriff. What was I to do? He drew on me. See, we're supposed to just bend over to all this. And the American people aren't going to do that. And, you know, I'll say this on air. I probably, in hindsight, I watched Larry Pratt last night destroy Piers Morgan. And at the end, he said, you're not my friend to him because he knew he'd been beaten. I wish I could do that more. And sometimes I've gone on shows and been very calm. But when you're got a chest cold, when you're angry, when you've just been messed with on the street by detective after detective or whatever they were popping out of the dark, and you see all the disgustingness of it, you get angry. And you know what? We need to get out of our coma. I know a lot of lemming Americans sit there and they see somebody like me getting angry and they go, that's scary. You know what's scary is the drones in our skies and the NSA spying on us. And people don't even think I snuck into Bohemian Grove because they can't believe anything real was done. They can't believe I made films that have been seen, some of them 40, 50 million times online. I mean, I'm real. You're real. We can beat these globalists. But Doug Hagman, about, as you said, my performance on air. I think overall, like Billy Corgan said, it shocks people out of their hypnosis. I think overall, it's going to be positive because folks can say, "Hey, makes gun owners look like aggressive people." Folks, our founders tarred and feathered people before the revolution. Our founders killed people that tried to take their rights. I'm not calling for that. What would they think of our founders today? I mean, I simply was there saying, look, I'm off the script. I know you want our guns to enslave us. Knock it off. And plus, a foreigner here lecturing us and, you know, putting out tweets about how Americans are stupid scum and how he's conquering us. I mean, I'm angry at him. I'm angry. I got to risk my life up against these people. I'm angry. They act like they care about us all day when they're a bunch of authoritarians. Doug, your take on this.
Well, one thing I have to say, Alex, I can guarantee you this. I do a radio show with my son every night, and we were talking, and one of the things that came up was this. When you said Piers Morgan, the hatchet man for the New World Order, I can guarantee you that phrase will be remembered and remembered throughout television history. I can guarantee you that numerous things that you said will be remembered. But how many people, for the next guest, I believe it was Sheriff Joe Arpaio, how many people remember what he said? Not too many, but how many people remembered what you said? All the viewers. So was mission accomplished in that respect? I believe it was.
Exactly. They were crying, fuming, melting down. He looked like he'd had his blood drained. And none of the national TVs invited me on. I mean, if I'm so discrediting, why not have me on?
Sure. And you know, with the anger issue, at what point, what's it going to take for Americans to get angry? I mean, we're seeing our mothers, our daughters, our aunts, our grandmothers being fondled at the airports. We're being treated like slaves. We're being physically molested. We have women, our wives. I mean, we're the men in this country. Where is the anger? It's easy to sit behind a keyboard, to be develop beer muscles, virtual beer muscles behind a keyboard, Alex. It's simple for somebody to do that, sit back here and second guess anybody, second guess you, second guess me, and say, well, you know, whatever. But the bottom line is this: we need to be angry. We need to show that anger, and the anger is a righteous anger.
It's more than that. We're getting to the end of the line here.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, there's two lights at the end of the tunnel. One's a train that's going to run us over. The other's a juncture, and we got to get. I mean, I know my life's on the line. I know this stuff's real. I know those detectives are real. I know the death threats are real, and I'm angry. I know Piers Morgan works for the New World Order. I don't like him.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
travel. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.